Oh, wow.
Very exciting. Very exciting. One, I just got everybody Cheez-Its. You know what? Let me help you open it. You got one hand.
Thank you.
Don't eat it. You better look at the expiration date.
It's not expired.
I don't think it's expired.
How you know?
It's not expired.
It's look at the back. It says something about 2025.
Okay. That's when it was first made.
No.
Copyright.
No date on it.
It has no date.
It's got Team USA soccer. It can't be that old.
I'm sure it's fine. We'll be fine.
It's Cheez-Its, damn it. You don't want to eat it and then all of a sudden goes left.
No, it gets soft.
These are a little lacking in flavor.
Oh, really? You see, I'm good.
Yeah.
They're still crunchy.
Still crunchy, but.
Are they flavorful?
No.
I got you. Hold on.
It says it's got Alexi Lawless on the back. He kind of looks like a Cheez-It. Oh, man. Very exciting. Let's get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Kia. Miami, at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito, maybe with some Cheez-Its. And whatever you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia. The Dolphins have tweeted out, who do you guys want to see arriving at camp? Somebody says Malik Willis, and they tweet out the video of Malik Willis walking in before the sun's up. Gooseys! That's a franchise QB. That's a move. Show up before the sun's up.
The sun.
If
really?
He throw three picks in the first game, that won't matter.
Hey, don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
Put the importance where it needs to go.
He can't do that, right?
What time Malik shows up doesn't matter. How he plays matters.
True. Jeff Hafley is currently speaking to the media. He's got himself
already.
Yeah.
They talk before practice too.
They always talk before practice. The Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing that they have been doing for a while. They've
they
always
did it
done
since Flo was doing
since
that.
Flo.
Yeah,
Flo was a pre-practice guy. He's not an after-practice guy. Which I always thought was ridiculous. Like, why not speak after practice when things happen? I mean, I don't understand that.
Because then you don't have to talk about practice.
No, but I also, guess so. And it gives us, the media, something to, you know, have to talk about for the next 2 hours before practice ends, and then you get to talk to the players.
Mm-hmm. Travis Wingfield from Dolphins.com. He says, Jeff Hafley has said Caden Proctor will focus on left guard and master that one position first and foremost.
I like it.
He says
he was a right tackle or left tackle?
Left tackle last year.
So that's perfect. Remember I said I thought they'd do this with Patrick Paul. They must have tried it, but it didn't
work. It's a different regime.
No, but this has nothing to do with regime. Mm-hmm. This is a normal thing. Who's the – Jonathan Ogden did it.
He
played guard.
Laramie Tunsil did it.
Yes. It's a very normal occurrence, and the reason why you do it is – so you learn how to work with the guard. So that, like, no, it's not a reach. It's not a, like, and here's the thing. There's certain coaches that think this. I need my best five offensive linemen on the field. Period. End of story. And that's why I thought Patrick Paul would play left guard. He must have not been able to do it. But moving in and playing guard and learning how to work with a guard if you should end up playing tackle is not a bad thing.
I haven't been paying attention, but looking at Twitter, he says y'all tearing them Cheez-Its up for thinking they're just okay.
All I hear is the bag.
They're good, man. I'm telling you. You're right. Listen, no one's going to the store and they're like, ah, Cheez-Its. Still, I'm telling you, you come across some Cheez-Its. Not bad.
I mean, you went on a seek and destroy mission, though.
Yeah, I wanted everybody to experience together.
Well, we are.
We appreciate you.
They
are
also
good. They're crunchy, though. They're good.
I also was looking for a born-on date, and there's no date on them.
No,
you know what that means.
Vlad is right when he says there is a 2025 on here.
Where?
On the copyright. But I don't know if that's for the back.
No, but here's the deal. You know what the scam is, right?
What's the scam?
Normally, if you get the Cheez-Its that are supposed to be sold, they have it on the bag. But if you buy them by the box, they're on the box. So these are 2 ounces, so they probably came out of a bigger box.
Yeah, like a Costco box.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. You did
but you're
say,
not supposed to sell Lucy's.
But World Cup soccer is on the
I don't like that, dude.
Is on the packaging, so it's got to be of recent.
One would think.
Yeah, one would think.
So it's got to be between June.
Unless
unless it was before
unless
June.
Unless like Schmeathen said, it's Landon Donovan instead of Christian Pulisic.
Or Alexi Lalas.
Who a guy who went bald to a full head of hair.
That was crazy. He did get a better job than this time around, though. The last World Cup, woof.
Oh, he went back to Turkey again.
Let's see. Jeff Hafley from Travis Wingfield says the Dolphins will go live in practice this camp. Austin Jackson, according to David Ferronis' tweets, Austin Jackson didn't participate in team drills during OTAs and minicamp. Jeff Hafley proclaimed he's back as he has progressed from his recovery.
Man, I got to tell you, there's a lot of promise in that offensive line.
Yeah.
When you go left tackle, left guard, you got Brewer at center.
Brewer's a beast.
And then you go Savainaya.
Being back.
And Austin Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know Austin Jackson.
His health's the biggest worry,
right? You know Austin Jackson, Patrick Paul, and Brewer are okay, right? It's the two young guys. But I will say this. Every offensive line has an other.
Sure.
So
I think if I was most worried about anything, believe it or not, it's not even Savainaya, right?
Who is it?
It's Austin Jackson being new Teron Armstead. He misses a lot of games. I think he's missed 41% of his games.
Def Texas and Austin Jackson.
Yeah,
yes,
like that's my biggest worry.
And the crazy thing about it is that if it were anyone else, we would be like, we're done with this. He's good.
He's good.
And so you like, I hope. But how long can we do this?
Well, he restructured his contract. I think he took a little haircut. So, I think this is kind of the put up or shut up year.
And keep in mind, can't Savainaya play right tackle? Or he's just a guard?
He did at Arizona.
Okay, so
they could do a kick out. So, they could put Salyer there.
Right.
You know, if that happens.
See how it's kind of positioning itself to where you have some flexibility, but the most important thing is that I think Proctor was a right tackle?
No, he was left tackle.
Left tackle. So he's on the left side.
Yep.
I told you how important that is. But if Austin Jackson does get hurt, you got some Savainaya that could just kick out and you move somebody else to left guard.
Yeah,
I mean right guard. So you kind of see.
Yeah, they got that dude Jamari Salyer. He was kind of their depth piece. That
but here's the deal. You can literally start the season knowing what your plan is and not have to have any surprise starting linemen, which is a good start.
It'd be so nice just to not have it be an issue this year.
Right.
That's all I'm.
Well, the issue was that they put themselves in a position. And this is the past regime. They put themselves in a position that if anybody got hurt, we were done.
And it lasted 4 snaps.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Like, what was that dude they brought in with the torn Achilles? What the hell was that guy's name? You remember him, Vlad?
From Pittsburgh?
Yeah, what was that guy's
Harrison?
Name?
No.
I don't remember.
I'll find out.
He was, we were talking about that on Game Day Uncensored, and they're like, over under on a full offensive line. I was like, oh, it's going to be over 13 games, 3 snaps. He's done.
But,
torn pec.
But is it not James Daniels? No.
Could be.
James Daniels, yes. Yeah. I think you're right. Yes, okay. It was James Daniels.
Thanks, Prez.
Yeah, it was.
So, like, but come on. Like, dude, they signed more injured players and then wonder why they got hurt.
3 years, $24 million they gave that man.
Yeah, off a torn Achilles.
Right.
Chris Greer can't help himself.
Is that but that
he's gone now. The bad man's gone.
The cool thing about when you see just how things are shaping up, right? The really cool thing is one, you see all the guys have definitive positions. You don't like in years past you wondered all the way up to week one who's gonna play where. You also can see the contingency plan of what happens if this guy gets hurt, the only guy that really gets hurt is Austin Jackson.
I thought Omar made an interesting point, too, because I don't know about, you know, we've talked about the side thing, but this is an interesting thing, too. Let's say the Austin Jackson thing Austin Jackson's, right? Would you, are we going to go through his whole career and Caden Proctor's going to be a guard, or do they put him tackle? Like, do they
one
do
of
the switch
things,
with him?
One of the things they said definitively, okay, he will play left guard this year.
That's what he just said, yes.
And,
but I'm
and
saying
so
in an
from
emergency.
That, it, no. You, he's young. You want to leave him there. You don't want the same situation as Savai and I. Put him somewhere else and then have him uncomfortable for half the year. You put him here. You put him here early. You let him learn. You work next to the left tackle. And this is where you're going to be this year. If we're going to fix it and we're going to change you,
next year,
you're going to have an offseason to work on it so we do it right.
Fair enough.
So it's all about how you build it, how you get some consistency. Like, people think, oh, offensive line, let's just move him here, 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 and here. I've always told you, no, that does not work.
Joe Shad tweets out Devon Achane is a full go from his offseason rehab. So that's good.
You
good
know
news.
That, you know what that is? Year four. Everybody have offseason work rehab.
Well, I think, what, do you have a shoulder going into the offseason?
His legs work.
Storm Duck and Darrell Baker, the cornerbacks, are further away in their recovery. Oh, that's the
Storm Duck. Man. What did he have? What did he do?
Tore his ACL.
Okay.
Tore his ACL.
That's harder too.
For a cornerback?
Yeah. A lot of change in direction. Although I always say Adrian Peterson came back next year and had 2,000 yards. So.
Yeah. Freak. Cool. Yeah. That's about all the pressing issues on here on guys being back or whatnot. A lot of coach speak and good stuff there and whatnot, but I don't think.
Yeah, I think there's
couple. Here's one. Chris Bell. He says
November.
No, he says he doesn't think he's far off. I don't know. It's a little vague, but it's not. But it doesn't sound pessimistic.
Far off means you see a guy running, like he could probably run straight ahead and look good, and everybody goes, "Oh, he looks good," but you don't want to even risk doing any cutting.
They should
Not
be safe
yet.
With them.
Yeah.
They should be safe with them.
I just think I like to start the year. You have never heard this kind of definitive comments coming from your coach as far as positions, right? Saying, no, Proctor's going to play next to Patrick Paul. That's it. We're not moving him. That's off-season moves, right? Savai and I is going to be right. Now, I'm more than sure they can kick Savai and I out if they have to, right? Because, again.
It's his side. I wonder, like, it's going to – look, this is thinking doomsday anyway, but it's like if that happens, year two of Caden Proctor, is Caden Proctor going to always be a guard on that side, or do they think he's talented enough he's going to be a right tackle?
They might – if they find – here, and let's look at it this way. What if they find a left guard? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That they think can play next to Patrick Paul.
Right.
Then in the offseason, they might say, okay, Proctor, we're going to move you to right tackle or right guard. And you and Savai and I are going to work together now. But it's the same guys. There's the same guys in the room. Right? So when you're working in the offseason, you're working with a guy you know. How many times has new linemen come in at the end of like the summer? I mean, we've had two or three of those guys come in the last few years. You just, the first time you've seen your teammates is almost during camp.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.